Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the AGA Incorporated 2018 first quarter financial results conference call hosted by Caroline Soon. My name is Joanna, and I'll be the event manager for your call today. During the presentation, your lines will remain on listen only. If you require assistance at any time, please key star then zero on your telephone, and a coordinator will be happy to assist you. I would like to advise all parties that this conference is being recorded. Now I'd like to hand it over to Caroline. Please go ahead.
Thank you, operator, and hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us. The press release announcing AGA's results for the first quarter ended March 31st, 2018, are available at the IR section of the company's website at www.agai.net.cn. As part of this conference call, the company has accompanying slide presentation available on the company's website. In addition, a replay of this broadcast will be made available at AGA's website for the next 90 days. Before we get started, I would like to remind everyone that this conference call and any accompanying information discussed herein contains certain forward-looking statements within the meaning of the Safe Harbor provision of the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Although the company believes that the expectations reflected in its forward-looking statements are reasonable as of today, those statements are subject to risks and uncertainties that could cause the actual results to differ dramatically from those projected. There can be no assurance that those expectations will prove to be correct. Information about the risks associated with investing in AGA is included in its filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission, which we encourage you to review before making an investment decision. The company does not assume any obligation to update any forward-looking statements as a result of new information, future events, changes in market conditions, or otherwise, except as required by law. Regarding the disclaimer language, I would also like to refer you to slide two of the conference call presentation for further information. All U.S. dollar amounts in this conference call relating to financial results for the first quarter ended March 31st, 2018, are converted from RMB using an exchange rate of 6.2726 RMB to one U.S. dollar, the main buying rate as of March 31st, 2018. All historical conversions are accurate as of the time reported, unless otherwise noted. The company reports its financial results under U.S. GAAP and RMB, and all percentages calculated in the presentation are based on RMB unless otherwise noted. For those of you following along with the accompanying PowerPoint presentation, there is an overview of the company on slide three. On today's call, the company's CFO, Ms. Amy Tung, will begin with a brief update on the status of the AGA Online transaction. She will then provide a brief overview of financial highlights for the first quarter of 2018. AGA's Chairman and CEO, Mr. Kevin Ma, and President Jack Huang will conclude the remarks with a brief discussion on AGA's outlook and growth strategy in 2018 before opening the floor for questions. With that, I'll turn the call over to AGA's CFO, Ms. Amy Tung. Please go ahead, Amy.
Thank you, Caroline, and welcome everyone. I will begin on slide five with an update on the transaction to sell AGA Online and its direct shareholding companies. As previously announced, on February 6th, 2018, the company entered into a share purchase agreement with a group of investors for the sale of AGA Online and its direct shareholding companies. Under the terms of the share purchase agreement, the buyer group agreed to acquire all of the outstanding equity interests of AGA Online, which were then held directly or indirectly by AGA for a total consideration of $200 million in cash. We are pleased to share that we completed the first of three closings on April 4th, 2018, and continue working towards completion of the second closing, which we expect will take place in early third quarter. We maintain our expectation that the transaction will be completed in the third quarter of 2018, and will continue to provide updates on our progress. We would like to caution investors that there are no assurances that all of the conditions for the closing stated in the share purchase agreement will be satisfied or that the transaction will ultimately be completed. Additional information on the transaction can be found in the Form 6-K filed on February 6th, 2018, and the Form 20-F filed on April 12th, 2018, which investors may access on the SEC filings page or on AGA's website or on the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission website at www.sec.gov. Jack will provide an update on the latest development in AGA's plans for the public company following the closing of the transaction, where he speaks about the company's outlook and strategy for the year later on in the call. Moving to the next slide, I would like to take a brief moment to note an important change in the way we reported our financial statements beginning the first quarter of 2018. Because the transaction represents a strategic shift and has a major effect on ATA's results of operations, the disposed business lines have been reclassified as discontinued operations. For the periods presented in this presentation and in the related press release, the assets and liabilities of the discontinued operations are presented separately on the consolidated balance sheet and the results of the discontinued operations, less applicable income taxes, are reported as a separate component of income discontinued operations on the consolidated statements of comprehensive income or loss. As a result, we will not be discussing the operating or financial results of ATA Online testing services and delivery business in detail during our prepared remarks, but are happy to address any questions on this subject during the Q&A section. Briefly, ATA's total net revenues for the 3 months ended March 31, 2018 were RMB 2.2 million or US dollar 2.3 million compared to RMB 2.3 million in the prior year period. The decrease was primarily due to reclassification of approximately RMB 1.4 million in rental income from net revenues to other operating income net as the result of adopting the new revenue guidance ASC 606 effective January 1st, 2018. The related costs were also reclassified from the cost of revenues to other operating income net. Net loss from continuing operations for the first quarter of 2018 improved to RMB 11.1 million from RMB 35.1 million in the prior year period, primarily due to a RMB 26.8 million decrease in income tax expenses related to withholding taxes from the prior year period. Net loss from discontinued operations, net of income tax for the first quarter of 2018 was RMB 27.5 million, US dollar 4.4 million, compared to RMB 18.8 million in the prior year period. This was primarily due to increased tax monitoring costs and operating expenses related to licensing fees and labor costs associated with new hires and salary increases. Slide 7 provides balance sheet highlights. As of March 31, 2018, ATA cash and cash equivalents were US$27.7 million, working capital was US$41.9 million, and total shareholders' equity was US$52.1 million, compared to US$8.2 million, US$34.6 million, and US$56.1 million, respectively, as of December 31, 2017. With that, I'll turn it over to Kevin.
Thank you, Amy. As Amy discussed at the beginning of this call, we continue working closely on the remaining closing stages of the transaction. We anticipate the second closing will take place in the early third quarter, with the full transaction closing later in the third quarter of 2018. If the transaction is completed, ATA will no longer conduct its testing, development, and delivery business currently operated by ATA Online. Our plan for ATA Inc. is to leverage our existing competency-focused assessment and education service capabilities and the strategic opportunities that we have been working on to transform our company into a leading international education service provider. We continue to explore the possibilities of using the proceeds received from the transaction to fund potential acquisitions within the education sector, with Jack leading this effort since his appointment in January. With that, I would like to turn it over to Jack for update on our growth strategy and outlook for 2018.
Thank you, Kellen. As Kellen just mentioned, ATA continues to explore and evaluate acquisition opportunities within education sector. We highlight one such opportunity on slide 9. In March 2018, ATA announced a strategic investment framework in Beijing-based Tour International Travel Service Co. Limited, Beijing-based Tour for short and majorly in Chinese, a provider of international education study tour service for students in China who are interested in overseas study tour primarily in the U.S., United Kingdom, and Australia. We believe the international educational travel market is particularly attractive as a growing number of Chinese-based students seek short and long-term international education opportunities. This trend has been driven by increased demand for more diverse international education opportunities by urban families in China, and China remains as a premier source of international students, sending many students overseas for study each year. Beijing-based Tour is one of China's largest providers of B2B education tour services. Through its B2B distribution network, the company serves more than 7,000 students each year and has an extensive global network of overseas partners, including 1,100 host families, 300 part-time team members in the United States alone, and close relationships with many well-regarded school districts and top universities. With over 30 study tour destinations in the world and over 300 study tour products, Beijing-based tour serves students from all over China. We are in the middle of 6 months exclusive negotiation period with Beijing-based tour, during which ATA is conducting due diligence to determine whether ATA will work towards a definitive acquisition agreement to acquire 100% of the shares of Beijing-based tour. We look forward to working with the company on growing its business and pursuing prospects for expansion and diversification through the synergies between ATA and Beijing-based tour. As I noted on the previous call, we intend to focus ATA's business in three areas. One, international education services for providing services to talent internationally. Second, vocational training services for candidates using international service resources and approaches. And three, evaluation services for assessing and evaluating candidates through content and methodologies. We will continue to provide investment, community with updates on merger and acquisition opportunities, the property. An update on the cash dividends. ATA's Board of Directors preliminary approved to use portion of the proceeds received from the transaction to pay a cash dividend to the shareholders, which is subject to compliance with Cayman Islands and PRC laws. Timing and amount of any cash dividend have not been decided and may vary depending on several factors, including the progress of the transaction, funding needs for ATA's remaining businesses, and merging and acquisition plans, as well as other unforeseen matters. We will keep investors appraised of any changes on this matter. With that, operator, let's open it up for questions.
Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, your question and answer session will now begin. If you wish to ask a question, please key star then one on your telephone. If you decide to withdraw your question, simply key star two. All questions will be answered in the order received, and you'll be advised when to ask your question. All other lines will remain on listen only. Just to remind you, if you wish to ask a question, please key star then one on your telephone. And Jack, we now have one question from Anson Ang. Please go ahead, Anson, from Tinan Limited.
Hello. Thanks for the management taking the time to present the Q1 results. However, I do have a question on the transaction update. It seems like the transactions will take a period of 9 months to complete, which is a little bit longer than what set in the sales and purchase agreement. Correct me if I'm wrong. I think the long stop day was set at 6 months, and then there will be a 3 month extension if needed. So am I right to see like the companies actually need extra 3 months to complete it? Is there any complications or any problems or issues that either parties, either the buy side or the sell side, encountered? Why is it taking 9 months to complete it? Thanks.
Thank you, Anson, for your question. Actually, we announced the transaction on February 6, 2018. That was the date when our special committee recommended the board, and the board approved to go ahead for the SPA and the transaction. So actually in that release, we also announced that the expectation of the transaction completion was in the third quarter. So actually we are in accordance with the schedule that we announced earlier, and we are still expecting that the transaction should be completed in September. That was prior to the end of quarter three. So that was still according to plan.
Right, thank you for that question. We have no further questions at this time.
So thank you again to all of you for joining us. If anyone has questions for us, please feel free to reach out directly to us or our investor relations firm, The Equity Group. We look forward to speaking with you all again during our next quarterly report. As always, we welcome any visitors to our office in Beijing. Thank you.
Thank you, Jackie. Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes your conference call for today. You may now disconnect. Thank you for joining and have a great day.